sale securities that are foreign currency denominated may also be hedged. The entire fair value of an available for sale security goes through equity, of course, under Statement 115. However, if you're going to hedge it, if you're going to hedge the foreign currency piece, then the piece attributable to the foreign change, the change in fair value attributable to the foreign currency change would come through earnings, and then the derivative would come through earnings, and you get your offset in earnings. So you get a little bit of a different change there with the AFS securities. I won't really talk through the other two very much. I mean, cash flow, you can do, there are cash flow hedges. You can hedge forecasted transactions that are not more firmly committed. You can hedge intercompany stuff, which gets extremely intricate, and I'll do a general overview of that if people in the room have that issue. And then also net investments get a little tricky as well. But you can hedge net investments with cash instruments as well as derivative instruments. And if people have foreign subsidiaries that they're actively hedging, I'll also be prepared to answer those questions or cover that if that makes sense. As I mentioned before, you cannot hedge recognized current foreign currency assets or liabilities. So you have the foreign currency denominated assets or liabilities that are on your balance sheet right now. You can't hedge them from a financial statement point of view. You also can't hedge the forecasted acquisition of an asset that once it came onto your balance sheet would have to be remeasured at fair value through earnings. So what that means is that if I'm forecasting a purchase of a machine, when that machine comes onto my balance sheet, I don't do anything else with it. It's just a physical asset that sits there and I appreciate it just like anything else. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about when we're forecasting to acquire a foreign currency denominated financial instrument. Because once that comes onto the balance sheet, then I have to remeasure that to spot using Statement 52. Kind of a strange requirement there, but it gets quite intricate, as I mentioned. Can't hedge the entire fair value of a foreign currency asset or liability if it's on your balance sheet. Compound currency swaps are generally not very good hedge vehicles. They do have to be bifurcated at adoption, so I won't go into that issue unless somebody has that issue. Then I'll go ahead and cover that in a little more detail. Mortgage banking, with respect to mortgage.